WKG4WNP.
WNP, W4DJW. Can you hear me from the handheld?
Fight noise on you, but you're readable. I'm back on site, and I just dropped the squelch level down to 10. So we were at 12 at hex 0D, and I dropped it to hex 0B for 10. Took a really long time to come back to me when I did the change. It did that one time yesterday, too. I'm not sure what that's about, but that should be lowered now.
I don't think that intermittent noise we got is because of the squelch level, but I could be wrong. I think it's because of some other station trying to get in from a distance, whether either intentionally or unintentionally, by trying to get to another repeater. Make sense?
Yeah, I think so, too, based on how often. I think we'd hear it more often if it was the noise floor fluctuating up here. Anything else that you want me to check while I'm here?
I don't know if Johnny's listening or not. He might want the audio level reduced a little bit. I think it's good where it is, myself.
If we reduced it at all, I think it would be just down one setting from what we had. So the last change we made this morning, we went up to, you know, up arrow twice. I forget the magnitude of each to get to the 73 value. So if we went down, we'd be, you know, right in between. I can do that if you want, or we can leave it how it is. If we're going to be back up this weekend for the wireless stuff, I could bump it down, and then Saturday, if we're going to be back up here, we could put it, you know, make another change if we need to.
Sounds good, like it is, and if Johnny's not within earshot of the repeater, then I think we leave it where it is.
I'll make a call for him, but leaving it where it is probably good anyway, because we changed it today. Tonight is swap net night, so it'll be a longer net with, and Gary usually gets a pretty good number of check-ins, so we'll get a lot more feedback on how it sounds from a variety of rigs. So WD4DYH, Johnny, you around? WD4DYH, KG4WNP, negative contact. I say we just leave it how it is for now, Dave, see what we get out of the net tonight, and then if the consensus is it needs to come down a little bit, then we'll bring it down a little bit. But now the squelch is down, I'll add that to the log here, which I'll see if I can get all that written up in an email and sent out with the stuff we changed, unless you already did it. My phone exploded when I got back to the truck, and I haven't looked at what all the notifications were yet.
I haven't sent it out yet. If you want to send it out, go ahead. I'm good with that. And we have records of it in the log. We should have records of it in the log. But that'll be good to keep an email trail as well. Appreciate it, Landon. W4DJW.
I'll get back out of here and head back down. On the upside, by the way, went to leave, and my inverter kicked on. So I don't know if it was an issue where my battery was a little too low and I needed a higher idle. So when I got back here, I was able to use my inverter. So found out that was working. KG4WNP.
And that reminds me, I've got to go get a replacement. I let the magic smoke out of mine. W4DJW. Be careful.